Erie County Legislator Joseph Lurigo admitted that, after expressing his concerns last month about Syrian refugees coming into the county following the Paris terror attacks, the social media exchanges got inflamed on both sides.
And what I'm hoping to do here is have a rational, common-sense discussion about the refugee process before they get to the United States.
Lurigo again expressed his concern for security and for how refugees will be financially assisted. Anna Ireland of Jericho Road Community Health responded to a comment that whether it's federal or local dollars, they are still tax dollars.
But it's also money that not only gets invested into refugees, but our county and our community as a whole, and strengthens our entire community.
Ava Hassett of the International Institute of Buffalo added that refugees have already proven to be important contributors to the community.
Refugees are critical to the U.S. workforce and the Western New York workforce. Every agency here can show you its data about refugee employment.
Officials dismissed suggestions that most incoming refugees would be military-aged men. While not having exact numbers available, they told lawmakers that the majority of refugees being vetted for entry are youths ages 14 and under. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.